What's occurring?
What's occurring? Presented by Zwift. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. Been a little while, hasn't it? We've both been busy, here, there, and everywhere. Off season, sadly, come to an end. But yeah, it's good to be back as well, isn't it? How are you, mate?
Yeah, well, yeah, officially back on the bike. Today was my first ride back, so yeah, that was nice. I saw the surgeon yesterday, no, Monday, and yeah, he said, yeah, get back on the bike, on the road, just don't fall off. And he had a little chuckle when he said it. I was like, oh,
you said and done it,
cheeky little bastard. So yeah, but then I saw the physio here yesterday down in France, and he said, yeah, maybe stay on the turbo just one more week, because you know, your shoulder and your muscles, like in your arm and around your shoulder, you know, they've been switched off for a good month now. So,
yeah,
you know, do turbo for a bit. And then, but then it was supposed to be raining, so I was like, yeah, I'll do turbo. But then it was nice while it wasn't raining. So I was like, oh, sorry, I'm just going to go out for the first 10 minutes, mate. I was like Ollie. You know, you put that Instagram of Ollie riding the bike for the first time. That's what I felt like I was. Like my right side, it was just like jelly. It was so weird. But
you've had a long time off as well, haven't you? How long you had? 6 weeks?
Yeah, it's close to 7 weeks.
Yeah.
But the last sort of three or four with my shoulder, my arm's literally been in a sling, you know. I haven't even been, only started moving it a bit a few days ago. So yeah, that was that took a bit of sort of getting used to, but then it was fine, did a nice little ride. But my arm, it was like I was gonna cramp by like the end of 2 hours.
How far did you do?
Two, or just under two. And then it's coming down from the turby, proper windy, a few gusts, like proper caught me. I was like, oh my God, can you imagine now?
Don't need that. Don't need that.
But so that was good. Good to get back on the bike. And then this evening, I had a Zwift ride as well with the GTCC, my other podcast, Garen Thomas Cycling Club. Oh, mate, like, I don't know if they've got quicker. I don't know if that club is getting better or I'm just a lot more unfit, but I was swinging.
Really?
But I had to do it in the kitchen because, oh, long story, long, boring story, so I won't go into it. But I ended up in the kitchen on Zwift and I forgot, like, the tumble dryer was on as well. It was so hot in there. That was my excuse anyway. Well, I'm sure it kept
sweating out. Lose a kilo, mega.
Exactly, yeah.
You've got a couple of things going on, haven't you? Look at me. Mate, so I about a week ago, went out for dinner. You know, when you're like bloated, full, like, and I was like, took my top off and I was like, Kath, like, look at me. I literally look pregnant. I just had this massive belly. I was like, out of interest, I'm going to weigh myself for the first time the whole off season.
I'm too scared to weigh myself.
It's like a god now, don't I, with my new haircut and my moustache.
Well, you said you picked up your son from nursery or whatever this morning or this afternoon. I was like, I bet all the other parents were dragging their kids away from you.
Oh, mate. Look, don't, I'm a likeable guy. Look at me. I'm a god. But, yeah, I'm quite happy with my moustache. I thought you were going to do it. Oh, Movember.
Nah, this year I just forgot about it. And then I just added, oh, I've just been chaotic. Like, and then it was just dirty. My whole face was just like furry and just horrible. So I just had a shave just now.
Ah, good boy. Funky fresh.
Because, yeah, we were in Dubai.
Oh, how were you? I went as well. How was it?
It was great. It's just a bit, you know, I don't like going and seeing, like, I don't know, churches and, like, you know, castles and stuff when I go on holiday, you know, but there it's just pure, just, everything's man-made and purely made for, like, tourists, isn't it?
It's like Disneyland for kids and Disneyland for adults, isn't it? It's, like, a great combination, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just all so fake, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was great, but it's all it's quite hot for Max as well, you know? He is Cardiff born and bred, so anything over 30 degrees, he was suffering. But it was good, though. There was plenty of things to do.
Did you go to the Atlantis water park?
No, we went to some water park that was next to our hotel.
Where'd you stay?
Oh, mate. I still don't know the name of it.
How many stars? Six or seven?
Eight, I think this one was.
Eight stars, was it?
Yeah.
They build it just for you?
Or
do you own a hotel? You own the hotel, do you?
Yeah, I've got big, I've got shares, mate, yeah.
Oh, good boy. All right.
But yeah, it was... we kept Max on like British time as well, so it was like it's 4 hours ahead once the clocks went back in the UK. Yeah. She wasn't going to bed till about 10:30, 11 sometimes.
Go out for dinner and that.
Yeah, so that was good. But then he wasn't waking up till 10. So it felt like you're losing most of the morning, but it gave me a chance to go. I went into the gym a few times.
Yeah.
Like on that step-in machine. And you know, like, oh, mate.
That's the machine that you always see like the grannies on in the gym.
Yeah. And I couldn't do much with my shoulder. I couldn't really run and I couldn't do the bloody CrossFit stuff.
No.
Mate, a couple of times I kicked the edge of the step as I was walking and you're proper like stumbling up.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, I must look like a right wally here.
God, I use that stepper machine a lot with my broken leg, actually. You always felt like a right plank going in the gym and like all the dudes are like lifting weights and going the grannies. But yeah, I use that thing. It is deadly, actually.
Yeah, I was dripping with sweat as well. Like, this was one of those gyms, you know, there's different types of gyms, isn't there? There's gyms where people go to train and then gyms where people go to just look at themselves in the mirror and check each other out. This was more of a check each other out sort of gym. So everyone's there, like, you know, just sort of like not really doing anything, just flexing and looking at each other. And then there's me just dripping with sweat, almost falling over on this step machine.
Do you get much attention?
I don't think so. I think people were just avoiding me.
Yeah. A bit like me with my moustache.
Exactly, yeah.
Sweet.
And there's all this COVID stuff as well. Like, you know, they come and clean everything down and they have little plaques saying this is, you know, clean or whatever. I was walking away from that stepper thinking, good luck to whoever's got to try and clean up that.
Just stick a match on it. Stick some petrol and burn it. It's the only way you're getting rid of the COVID.
Dubai was good, eh?
Mate, I loved it. It was mad. So we had the same theory, go over, keep the bridge kids on British time, go out for dinner then, can't we? And lasted about 2 days. And then I don't know, they're just ninjas, aren't they? They just get back, adapt to the time because it was dark. I don't know. But we tried that as well.
Bad early, you mean?
Yeah, it all went tits up. but no, it was mega. We had a laugh. Like a holiday when you go away with, like, I got two kids now, aren't I? So if you go away with two, if like they're playing up or, you know, they're being little buggers, it like reflects how good the holiday is. But they were like top form, both healthy, which is hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good form. Yeah, it was mega actually. Spent a lot of time in the pool, like so much time in the pool. I was literally on the side picking Ollie up. And he was a bit nervous of water before we went. By the end, I was just picking him up and launching him. He'd do like somersault in the air, splash.
They just love it, don't they? Just spend all day. Like, you just go to the beach and just play in the sand all day.
Oh, mate. I went to... So we were like, pool. And like on the fifth day, I was like, well, we haven't been to the beach once. Went to the beach, walked in the water. Within 5 minutes, like just splashing around the shallow bit, Ollie just freezes and screams and like go over to him. What's wrong? Daddy, something bit me. I was like, what? Like, is he having me on? Like, so I pulled him out the water thinking, I don't know, jaws or something. Pulled him out the water and he's like, where's it hurt? It's my arm. And he'd been stung by a jellyfish and it was like wrapped around his arm.
What the hell?
Yeah. So we had about 5 minutes in the sea the whole time. He got stung by jellyfish.
Oh, so, poor boy.
Yeah, he took it well, actually. The lifeguard put some vinegar on and scratched it with a stick.
Yeah, because they can leave little things in there, can't they?
I was all set to wee on him if I had to. You know, like, that's what you have to do. Remember when he weed on Sam? That was great. So we went to the beach down in France and G's Mrs. Sar, she got stung, didn't she? And
like on the neck, face, wasn't it? Like,
yeah. Pretty bad. Like, yeah. And you gave her a golden shower, didn't you?
Well, no, she told me not to.
Did you not?
No, I was all ready. I would have gone, but she was like, no. And we swam to the shore because we were on that little pontoon thing, weren't we?
Yeah.
the guy got his credit card out and was scraping her and then giving her cream stuff. And yeah,
I remember you had your pecker out pretty sharpish. We could have just gone with it, mate. It would have been a better story if you did actually.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, yeah, all over her face it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, oh, it was tragic. I think she swallowed a bit, didn't she? It was horrific.
I got it confused with you for a start, though, didn't I?
Yeah, it went in my eye. Horrible. mate, Paris-Roubaix, that's what we didn't talk about.
Yes.
What a fucking race. So, we're like, it's clear that it's going to be pissing down for the race. So like 3 days out, 4 days out, 2 days out, one day. Everyone's looking at the forecast. It's like, boys, it's not changing. It's getting worse. And we literally woke up in the morning and it was like, absolutely, you know, it's like you can hear it against the window. So you wake up and you hear it against the window. Like, oh, we're in for one of your boys. Get on the bus and you could sense, like, you could sense nerves, like, and fear. And like, even myself, like I was the same. Everyone had like this element of nerves and fear. And then you got to the start line. And normally like you just hear everyone talking and chatting and everyone was just like proper nervous. Nobody was really talking. And I was like, oh shit, here we go. And then I was like, well, I reckon 150 riders have the same mentality. I don't want to be in this peloton. Whatever happens, like I want to go in the break. So manic for the break. It was like slight crosswind. Got in a group of 30. I was like, mega. I'm out of the peloton. Whatever happens now is a success. So I'm in this group of 30 and I'm like, I feel good here, you know? Like you're looking at guys and there's some good guys in there and they're pulling faces. And I was like, first time all season, I was like, I'm on one here. And we get to third, fourth section, this big Belgian weapon. The guy finished third in the end. He like squeezed on a bit. I was second wheel, got to the end of the section. There was four of us. I was like, fuck, mega. Keep going. We get like 30, 40, 50 seconds, tapping away well. And then I had a puncture. So I was like, oh, fuck's sake. But you know when you have good legs, you're just like, ah, oh, well, I'll just change my wheel and go back in the group. And it's all right. It's a long way to go. When you have bad legs, you're like, you know, swearing and you're just like, oh, well, that's the race done now.
Yeah.
But I had good legs, got back in the group. No worries. And the group was like whittling down. Went into the Arenberg. And I was like, right, gotta be. I was like, I'm going first. First in. Bit of a shit fight, wasn't too bad. I said to Johnny, like, mate, on the Arenberg, all we have to do is stay on our bikes. If we get to the end and we're on our bikes, it doesn't matter. Just that's all we have to do. It's the first part, like you go in, don't you? And it's slightly downhill, wet, and I'm thinking, don't know how this is going to go. We just fly into it. And it was all right. First half downhill, tapping away, and starts to go back. When it starts to ramp, I thought, right, squeeze on a bit now. And that's when I punctured, front wheel puncture. And there was like three, four of us left. And at that point, I was just, you know, you're like so angry. And I still thought at that point, I was like, right, all right, no stress. I got to get to the end of the section where the zone hoppers with a wheel are. And I can still get in a group and I'm still in the race. So I'm like hacking down the right-hand side. I was like quite in control. Every now and then, bit of a wobble. And then at one moment, front wheel starts to go, unclip, via left, and Mads Pedersen hit me like an absolute steam train. Like as if I was stood still. I was stood still pretty much, but just KO'd me, and that was game over then, race over. And then Johnny, it was mad race. Like, okay, Cobrelli won the race, like legend, great, great, great race. But I mean, Johnny should have won Roubaix. Like, it's easy to say because every rider had something go wrong with him. Every rider had like mechanical punctures. Probably loads of riders who said, "Oh, I should have been top 10, top 3 if this didn't happen." But this has got a pretty strong case. He was on one that day, and he had what do you have? I think he had a puncture and a crash. I don't know which was first, but he was like a minute and a half ahead or something. Poor bugger, eh?
It was on it. But I didn't get to see much of it because we were in Crete at the time, and like the phone, something was, oh, GCN, the app was down or something. I was struggling to watch it, but I was following a bit on Twitter, and it just like, oh, it's just, you know, what everyone goes on about a wet Roubaix and how crazy and stuff it'll be. It like, it lived up to those expectations, didn't it?
I'm waiting for a time where I'm on like a long journey, or I've got to do like a super long turbo session. I'm just going to watch it start to end, because I still haven't looked back and watched anything, but I want to, because to ride it was just mental. Like, you'd just be riding along and then someone in front of you would just fall off, just wipe out for no reason. Like, most talented or least talented, skillful or non-skillful rider in the group or peloton, it was just like a lottery. You just like riding along and someone just washes out. And then, oh, it was mad. There's so many, no big crashes apart from Mads Pedersen killing me, which was my fault. But I got a load of
heat for that as well, didn't you?
Yeah, I got a load of stick. Mate, I got a couple of death threats for ruining Mads Pedersen race. Mate, across the line. Mate, across the line, first thing I did, text Valgrind. I was like, can you send me Mads' number? Called him. I was like, mate, I'm so sorry. Like, I've lost my front wheel, unclipped. Completely my fault. Mate, I'm sorry. And he was like, mate, his words were like, mate, don't even fucking apologize. It happens. It's racing. Like, didn't do it on purpose. He was proper cool about it. But yeah, I got a load of stick, and I think, yeah, it's just frustrating, and it was the way of the world.
Yeah, which, like, love to see them try and ride over Arenberg in the wet. In the dry even, let alone in the muddy wet race.
And the whole way along, after I punctured, for like 500 metres, I was right in the right-hand side gutter. And like, people were trying to push me to keep me going. And every time they pushed me, I'd like do a massive wobble. I was like, don't push me, don't push me. Because every time they're trying to help you, but every time they push me, I'd like do a big wobble. And then it was just like the worst timing. The one moment I veered across, I just KO'd him. So Mads, I know you're an avid listener. Sorry, mate. But a lot of your countrymen are also mental. They need to chill out.
Yeah. Well, like, one of his countrymen was one of the guys that took out, what's his face now, in Team Pursuit?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was you just getting your own back then, was it?
Yeah. One all now, isn't it? Bring on next year.
Speaking of Roubaix, bit of a weird, just reminded me. So Friday night, got back from Dubai. I was doing like Roulet live in London.
Yeah.
Fabian messages me because he's in London for this same thing on the Friday. He's like, oh, what are you doing tonight? He's like, oh, I'm just going for a curry with some of the podcast guys. Do you want to come? So I was thinking, oh, you know, you must be here like alone, just whatever, you know, come out for food with us and go home. Yeah, cool. Meet you there. So I send him where we've gone. And he says, oh, there'll be five of us. I was like, oh, okay. Turns up with Marcel Kittel and then three of his like agency people that work for him.
Yeah.
So we have this curry. Like, we ordered them a vindaloo as well to share, like just that they were waiting for their food, but none of them were really too keen on it. And after that, we go, all right, cool. What are you doing the rest of the night now? Like, thinking, you know, we're going to go back. Well, I'm going to go back anyway. So I just got back from Dubai and was knackered. Oh, well, this is our first time in London. I thought, you know, we're going to go wherever you're going now. You know, show us where to go. Like, take us out. And I was like, oh, man. And, you know, you kind of feel like a bit obliged to, like,
yeah,
just, even though I don't know London at all, but you're like, oh, okay, yeah, let's go out for a few drinks. Oh, mate, like, it ends up being one of those nights where you don't even know what time you get home.
Class. Rate it.
And then, yeah, but at the time it was good, but then you're waking up in the morning after a few hours sleep, and you're like, oh, why did we do that? Then you're on stage, like, doing a Q&A, and you just, like, can't even think straight.
But it's already done, though, isn't it? It's the off-season. It's the last blowout, I guess, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because I was supposed to go to the rugby then, South Africa game. But I was on the train. I was like, oh, I feel a bit ropey here. And you know, like, you know, with everything, the whole pandemic and stuff, I thought probably not the best thing to go to the rugby now, feeling a bit under the weather.
No.
But I had my PCR test the next day. You know, you got to do that day two test and stuff when you fly back to the UK.
Yeah.
That was all negative. So I was like, oh.
Should have gone.
Could have gone. But I'm glad I didn't, though, because I was absolutely nailed.
Good game as well, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Just a shame. Well, I wasn't at 10, basically, wasn't it?
Yeah. If they had me at... Oh, what was I again?
Yeah, 7, I think you were.
7? Yeah. You see that streaker that went on the pitch?
Yeah, just...
You know the story behind it?
Well, I've seen the video where he's just... His mate's filming and they just walk down and he just runs on. Just mate, as Wales are attacking as well.
Yeah, he fucked that up, didn't he? But it was... he got bet 20 quid to do it. He won 20 quid for doing that.
No way.
Yes.
Well, I hope he got fined 20 grand for it.
Well, he plays for a rugby club at the Valleys and they searched him down. And yeah, I don't know what the rugby club's doing, but they did a tweet saying, we know what happened, we're going to look into it. And there's a video of one of his mates giving him the 20 quid.
Oh, really?
That for 20 quid. What a bell end. Not,
yeah.
Well, you'd have paid 80 quid for the ticket.
Yeah. But how rare is that, you know, in rugby and, you know, in cycling, they can just do that any moment, can't they?
Yeah.
Well, that's the beauty of cycling, though, eh?
They'd be at the tour next year.
Yeah.
Quid. That woman as well with the oppy sign. She, I don't know what happened there, but she was in court, wasn't she?
Yeah, the one Tony Martin took out.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Tony's retiring as well, isn't he?
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gutted. Did you see what just happened to me then?
What's that?
I laughed with my mouth closed and snot came out my nose. I just blew a big snot bubble out my nose.
Oh, great.
Those
people are like, this is a podcast, mate.
Yeah. Oh, God. What's going on? Rightio then, mate. We'll, I'll be back out in France next week. So,
yeah, sweet. Well, we've got our awards podcast next week, haven't we?
Yeah, it's going to be a
beautiful. Maybe people can send in a rogue award that we haven't done before.
Yeah, we got a few lined up, haven't we? But there could be a few. Yeah, I mean, what are the few standard ones? Rider of the year, race of the year,
team.
Yeah, team. But if anyone's got any others, send them in.
Yeah, and then we'll get a couple of guests on.
Mega.
Sweet. Well, good to see you, mate. Catch you next week. I'm going to have to do
a
few more Swift rides and a few more train rides so I can keep up with you.
Mate, I'm flying, eh? It's all 82 kilos of me.
I bet you are, though. I bet you're absolutely, like...
Always.
One week, you'll be flying.
Yeah. Ready to rumble. Rightio, mate. Catch you later.
Take it easy.
Ciao, ciao.